WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. In New York, the investigation is far from over, even though police have captured the man they say is responsible for bombs in New York and New Jersey over the weekend.
While Ahmad Khan Rahami is in custody, charged with attempted murder and unlawful possession of a weapon following his shootout with cops in Linden, New Jersey, there are still pieces missing from the puzzle. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said there is still a lot of information investigators need to find out.
Was he acting alone? Did he have co-conspirators? Was there a foreign connection?
Officials say they found nothing to suggest that Rahami was part of a terrorist cell. No other suspects were being sought on Monday. FBI officials said he was not on their radar. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Reports say we can add former President George H.W. Bush to the list of Republicans who apparently can't bring themselves to vote for Donald Trump.
Kennedy family member and former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend posted a picture of herself with the 41st president on Facebook and captioned it, "The president told me he's voting for Hillary." Townsend later confirmed to Politico the 92-year-old told her during a recent interview he would vote for the Democrat in this year's presidential election. A spokesman for the elder Bush won't confirm it, telling the political news site the former president would cast his vote as a private citizen. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Republican former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore says don't assume that Virginia is going to be going blue in November.
Virginia can still go Republican this year, and I think that the more that the people of Virginia compare the direction of the country, the comparing platforms that are being offered, and the behavior of the candidates, I think more and more people are going to the Republican candidate and going to Donald Trump.
Gilmore says Virginians want change, and Trump has proven he can bring change and be more responsible. Gilmore spoke on WMAL's Drive at 5. Fairfax County will be looking for a new school superintendent. Dr. Karen Garza has announced her resignation effective in December when she'll take a new job as president and CEO of a nonprofit education organization. Garza was the first woman to lead the Fairfax County school system. She's been superintendent since 2013. Maryland lawmakers want to be ready for the day that driverless cars roll in.
A group of lawmakers today is asking questions of state and federal agencies and the private industry.
It's clear that driverless cars, trucks, are moving ahead pretty quickly.
And State Senator Jim Rosapep doesn't want to get caught flat-footed. He says their job as lawmakers is to maximize opportunity and minimize risk when new technology arrives. There's plenty to talk about on that front right now with driverless cars, for example.
We have a whole liability system built around the responsibility of the driver of the car. And so when there's no driver, who is responsible for what? That's a big set of issues.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County lawmakers are considering a bill to make it easier for parents to use their sick leave to take care of a newborn or adopted child. County Councilmember Tom Hucker introduced the bill.
While we wait for Annapolis to pass legislation guaranteeing workers in Maryland parental leave, in Montgomery County, where people already have paid leave if they're sick, all my bill does is allow them the flexibility to use the sick leave that they've already accrued to spend time with their children.
The council is holding a public hearing on Hucker's bill this afternoon. The D.C. council is poised to take steps to prevent landlords from charging their tenants exorbitant late fees on their rent payments. A bill coming up for consideration today would cap late fees at 5% of a tenant's monthly rent. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,120, the Nasdaq at 52,35. Sports: Danny Espinosa's three-run homer isn't enough as the Nats lose to Miami. The O's lose ground, falling to Boston. Monday Night Football, the Eagles beat the Bears. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me further explain.
Rush.
We're cracking jokes based on what we found in the news today.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
Honest, I'm not making this up. Don't laugh. Well, I can't tell you not to laugh. It does sound funny.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we changed our name. Now as Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources, resources and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway on the outer loop as you approach 450 Annapolis Road. That's seeing a little bit of volume briefly starting to build. Had a broken down on the shoulder. Beyond, we have our normal delays topside from College Park and around into Silver Spring. In the Gambrills area, flooding closes a stretch of 450 Defense Highway at Huntwood Drive. And that puts it in the stretch between 424 Davidsonville Road and I-97. Again, 450 closed because of flooding right in that stretch. On 270, out of Frederick, through Urbana, Hyattstown, off and on the brakes. Virginia, the crash. Still cleanup and some activity on 234 northbound Sudley Road as you come up to Coverstone Drive. That puts it south of I-66. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross. Help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain should stay out over Chesapeake Bay. So if you are traveling east-southeast, that's where you're going to hit some rainfall. Generally cloudy otherwise here in the district and points west and north. Temperatures in the low 80s with a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stitching, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Stafford, 64 in Frederick, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. A Japanese government survey reveals that millennials there just aren't having sex. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us to talk about the arrest of this suspect in New Jersey yesterday, connected to the bombings. 8:05, Ambassador John Bolton will join us. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And suddenly terrorism has taken center stage in this presidential campaign, where we had both candidates yesterday trying to flex their muscles, suggesting that they are the best person for the job when it comes to keeping America safe here at home and abroad. And both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump focus on their policies regarding vetting migrants coming into this country, be it refugees or immigrants, based on their visas that they're trying to grab as they come into this country for work or for tourism. And it's pretty remarkable, considering when Donald Trump said he wanted, what did he call it, extreme vetting? Extreme vetting was the word he used. When he wanted extreme vetting, which, by the way, also meant taking into account a person's religion and their religious background, and to find out, you know, what kind of influences they may have had in their home nation, especially if they come from a nation that has a reputation for breeding radical Islamic terrorism. Well, when he called for that kind of vetting, he was called, well, everything. Racist, xenophobic, Islamophobic. You throw in the phobe, he's the phobe.
You can't have vetting if you don't look at ideology. And Hillary Clinton refuses to consider an applicant's worldview and thus their likelihood of being recruited into the terror cause at some later date.
Uh-huh. And of course, when Donald Trump says that, I mean, this is a slam dunk campaign issue for Hillary Clinton, because who wants to vote for Islamophobic, racist, xenophobe like Donald Trump? So, of course, she should go out there yesterday and say, no, Donald Trump is wrong. You can't do that. We shouldn't do that. We are the melting pot. That's not who we are. We're America. Give us your tired, your huddled masses, your...
I am absolutely in favor of and have long been an advocate for tough vetting.
Okay. So is Hillary agreeing with Donald Trump there? Do you believe her? And is there really a way to quote-unquote, extremely vet anyone coming into this country to really know for sure, or at least have a pretty good idea as to whether they mean us harm or not. Give us a call, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I want to play the longer cut here real fast, Brian, because I think it is telling with regard to Hillary Clinton's position. That's just the snippet, but here's the full context.
I am absolutely in favor of and have long been an advocate for tough vetting, for making sure that we don't let people into this country, and not just people who come here to settle, but we need a better visa system. Let's remember what happened on 9/11. These were not refugees who got into airplanes and attacked our city and our country. So let's not get diverted and distracted by the kind of campaign rhetoric we hear coming from the other side.
You know, it's interesting because she seems to be embracing that campaign rhetoric, although, you know, she says it while wearing a pantsuit, so I guess it's different. But here's the one thing that I would ask Hillary Clinton, and I don't think she actually took questions, and if she did, none of the reporters asked a tough question. Here's one of them. You just said that you need a better visa system. Well, Secretary Clinton, you were in charge of the State Department for 4 years.
Exactly.
The State Department is actually responsible for visa policy with regard to any non-citizen in a foreign land who wants to gain access to this country. So can you please tell us, as the most experienced, most successful, best-traveled Secretary of State, what did you do in your 4 years to actually make our visa system better?
Yeah, and I'd love to hear the answer.
I don't think there is one.
Well, let me just say to you, we hear, you know, Donald Trump say we need to do a better job of vetting these people who are coming to the country, coming to the U.S. from countries of concern, and the administration, the Obama administration, says, oh, no, we've got this under control. We can do that. It's not a problem. I read to you from a story that came out yesterday from the Associated Press, and it quotes an Inspector General's report over at the Department of Homeland Security. Here's the lead graph. The U.S. government has mistakenly granted citizenship to at least 858 immigrants from countries of concern to national security, or those with high rates of immigration fraud who had pending deportation orders, according to an internal Homeland Security audit released on Monday. All they had to do was put down their birthday wrong, and the system did not pick them up. They didn't have fingerprints in the system to match them. There are, by the way, some 315,000 cases where the Department of Homeland Security does not have the fingerprints on file, and they've known this since 2008. So people who are coming to this country were able to were granted citizenship accidentally. And then, according to you, go deeper into the story, the prosecutors won't take the cases to strip them of their citizenship. And in some of these cases, we now know that people who came from areas of concern, who were mistakenly granted citizenship when they should not have been granted citizenship, actually used their citizenship to get security clearances to work in places like airports and other transportation hubs.
Sure, because they're citizens,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's right. If you're a citizen, sure, come on in. But they weren't supposed to be citizens. And yet we're told, oh, well, you know, we got this under control. We can do a good job here. Well, the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security begs to differ.
Let's start with David in Sterling. David, you're first up on WMAL. Hillary Clinton, is she agreeing with Trump on extreme vetting?
Well, what could define Hillary's extreme vetting is when Secretary of State, 2009-2013, she allowed or brought in 30,000 Somali Muslims. I'm just curious to find out if the guy wielding a knife up in Minnesota, when he came to the country, if he came to the country during that time, that could very well define her process of vetting.
All right, so David, thank you. Your phone is really breaking up, so let me just reinterpret if people missed it. You were saying that when she was Secretary of State, she oversaw the migration of over 30,000 Somalis mostly into the Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Cloud area. And his question is, I wonder if this guy was one of them. Yeah, that's a good question. And what kind of extreme vetting happened under her watch? That really, you know, every time Hillary Clinton comes out there there and make some sort of national security proclamation. Yesterday she said, I'm the one with the experience. I know how to get things done. She actually said she evoked the Osama bin Laden raid. She said, I've been in the Situation Room. I know what it's like to sit at that table as we remove terrorists from the field of battle. You know, suggesting that, you know, she was there. It was like she almost, you know, directed the Navy SEALs on a point-by-point basis on what they should do that day. Well, every time she makes this case suggesting that her background and her experience and her credentials in some way makes her the ideal candidate to protect us with regard to national security and terrorism, why is she then not challenged specifically on her record? Because her record is a disaster. Is the Middle East better off than it was before she was Secretary of State? Is Iraq better off? Is Libya better off? Is Egypt? Well, Egypt is finally better off, but only despite her policies. Are we better off with regard to Iran? Is Eastern Europe better off? Is Asia better off? I could go on. Why is she not challenged on her record? She's running on her record. The reporter should challenge her on her record. I am getting worked up, Brian Wilson.
I can tell. You're a little irritated.
More of your calls on this in a moment. Extreme vetting, strong vetting, tough vetting. They all seem to be saying the same thing, but who do you think is going to be the one to actually implement those policies with regard to our immigration system? 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And you know what, Larry?
Yeah.
We have 2 days left to use a stretch of Beach Drive that will close on Thursday. So here's the deal. Right now, Beach Drive is open, but beginning Thursday, it's the start of a three-year project, and Beach Drive will be closed each direction between Tilden Street and just where Beach Drive begins at Rock Creek, right south of the Omni Shoreham Hotel. That's at that stretch as you head around the zoo. So again, plan ahead. Think about Connecticut Avenue, 16th and 14th Streets. I need to throw that out there because this will be a big deal for everybody. Let's get you out on the roads right now on Route 7. Still looking at a decent pace, but I have a report of a crash eastbound 7 as you come up to the Georgetown Pike. So keep alert. Fire and rescue units running in that stretch. 66, a lot of heavy volume in Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and we're still bunched up trying to push through Falls Church. North on DC, 295 north approaching the Naval Research Lab. Crash just reported. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Generally cloudy day today with some showers east of the district and south of the district. High of 82 degrees, though. So we'll get some showers, but it's going to be pretty warm. Tonight, overcast skies with a low of 72 degrees. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies early. Should clear up, though, by the afternoon. Not a bad final day of summer tomorrow at all. High at near 85 degrees. Right now, 71 degrees in your nation's capital, 617.
Tonight on ABC 7 at 10, the season premiere of Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Then 7 on Your Side examines the dark side of Pokemon Go. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
I am absolutely in favor of and have long been an advocate for tough vetting.
Yeah, do you believe her? And by the way, if that's always been her position, then what's her record as Secretary of State? All this tough vetting going on. And when Donald Trump called for extreme vetting, wasn't he racist, xenophobic, and Islamophobic? Anita in Manassas, help me out here because it's so hard to follow this political season, Anita.
Hey, good morning, Larry and Brian. She's a political opportunist, and I wish someone would ask her, well, Hillary, why are there no other Muslim countries that can take these people in? Why is America the one that has to take them in? Can't Indonesia, Malaysia? They're Muslim dominant countries.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, obviously this is in the news because this terror suspect out of Manhattan has his roots in Afghanistan, and he came here from Afghanistan. And I believe that there was a big part of the Washington, D.C. bureaucracy during the Afghan war when we went in to try to get rid of the Taliban and hunt down Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. I think a lot of people here then felt that, you know, we were responsible, we were guilty for tearing that country apart. So we had to open up our arms and bring a bunch of migrants from Afghanistan in.
Larry, I'd like to know though the family that helped Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell. He's been in limbo for years trying to get into this country, and Marcus Luttrell has said I'll sponsor him. I think he's still in limbo. Why didn't he get ahead of the line?
Great point, Anita. Why the good guys are not given some priority is a real good question. How about Victor in Silver Spring? Haven't heard from Victor in a while.
Hello, morning, Victor. How are you, bud?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. You know, I don't believe a word Hillary says in the first place. And number two, it doesn't go far enough. If Hillary's dead serious, then she will climb aboard and get that wall built.
Oh, well, yeah, that ain't going to happen, Victor, but I appreciate it. And that, I guess, based on your criteria, she is, in fact, not serious. Sam, in the district, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think of all this talk of vetting migrants now, Sam?
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. Just wanted to say that I've done screening of foreigners in the past, and even with Trump's plan, and trust me, I'm no fan of Hillary, but even with Trump's plan, I'd really want to see more of the details on that, because at least with the extremist versions of Islam, they're allowed to lie to what they consider the infidel to get past any of those kind of checks. So any kind of questioning regarding their beliefs and intents and backgrounds, it can be done, but I really would want to see what his details are on that kind of plan.
I've always said, you know, what are you going to do? Ask these people before they come to the country, do you plan on killing anyone while you're here? You know, yes, that was part of, after we have dinner downtown at the McDonald's, we plan on, But Sam, let me ask you this. If you told Heather that you've been part of the screening process in the past, if you're a refugee coming from war-torn Syria or very realistically from war-torn Iraq when we had such an influx of Iraqi refugees. I mean, what kind of record system does a country like Iraq have, especially after a war plows through so many of the government institutions and breaks up so many government institutions? How can you know for sure that the person standing in front of you is who they claim they are?
It's very difficult. The Iraqi record system was in tatters. A lot of it, we were just sifting through paperwork of bombed out buildings to figure out, you know, any kind of pieces of stuff. It's really non-existent. You have to go by a more cultural basis. You have to rely on your translators and the people that we had hired. Mostly Americans that we had brought in, but who, you know, were from those regions originally, to say, well, culturally and normally, this person's kind of lying, and here's why. You know, I'm just picking up on these kind of things that, you know, just the regular American may not. You know, our cultures are completely different.
Right. Thank you, Sam. And we also, by the way, back in the old days, we used to have an American citizen here who would vouch for that.
Vouch for you,
Who would say, yes, I know this person. I know this person's family. I'll be responsible. Not anymore.
It's all changed.
Yeah.
More straight ahead, 622.
We're not going to allow the people to come into our country. And we're going to have a thing called extreme vetting.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Have you been thinking about renting out your house? You hear me talking about Renter's Warehouse all the time, the number one rent estate company out there. They're always helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their home. So are you thinking about it? Are you considering the idea of renting your home? Well, that's a great choice. You know, the rental market is red hot, and this will give you the opportunity to move from average homeowner, which, you know, no shame in being an average homeowner, but you'll move from that status to savvy investor. That's right. You can make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but renting also has never been easier when you hire Renter's Warehouse. Trust me, the rent estate advisors at Renter's Warehouse make property management so easy. For just $80 a month, here's all that they're going to do for you. For just $80 a month, they price out your property. They quickly find you great tenants. They collect the rent. They take all the pesky maintenance calls, all while you're sitting back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Why not give them a call? Go from homeowner to investor today with Renter's Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis over at renterswarehouse.com. Or give them a call directly. They're right here in Washington. 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives. all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova. Join the future of health.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Visibility, not the best this morning in some areas, some foggy conditions. So take your time to 70, leaving Frederick, one of those areas where I'm checking out the traffic cameras, a little tough to see. 270 between 85, the Monocacy, and Route 80, Urbana, had delays there. Now I have a report of a crash. Beyond, off and on the brakes, still down toward the exit for 109. Top side of the Beltway, leaving College Park to Silver Spring. We have our morning delays already filling in there. Let's go Gambrills, Maryland. We have a problem on 450 Defense Highway with flooding at the intersection with Huntwood Drive. That puts it between 424 and I-97. Now, that whole stretch is not blocked, but once you get up to Huntwood Drive, you will be turned around each way. Again, on 450 Defense Highway. Virginia, 66, very slow, and again, poor visibility. Leaving Manassas, heading in toward Centerville. Volume still through Falls Church. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain should stay out over Chesapeake Bay. So if you are traveling east, southeast, that's where you're going to get some rainfall. Generally cloudy otherwise here in the district and points west and north. Temperatures in the low 80s with a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 degrees at 627.
I am absolutely in favor of and have long been an advocate for tough vetting.
This is another thing. Hillary Clinton keeps telling us what an advocate she is for various issues, including tough vetting. Anyone can be an advocate. Guess what? I'm an advocate. But I wasn't Secretary of State for 4 years. Don't tell me what you advocate. Tell me what you've done. And I can't recall her doing anything about the vetting process or about the visa process when she was actually in charge of that part.
Yeah, because it's to their advantage to bring people in who they think are going to vote their way.
Erica,
that's all about.
Erica in Waldorf. Go, Erica. You're on WMAL.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. What do you think?
My mother-in-law came to this country from Canada, and she had to show proof of a bank account, money in her pocket, proof of who she was, and proof that there was somebody in the United States that she knew that could take care of her. She ran out of money and could not take care of herself because she couldn't be a burden on this country's system.
And when,
now, granted, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. I was just going to ask you, when was that?
Now they just have to say what their birthday is, and that's it.
Erica, thank you for that. Although I think we're still pretty tough on Canada. Because, you know, we don't want too many of those maple syrup eating, hockey playing, Molson drinking Canucks down here.
They're problematic.
628 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you. Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk to you about healthcare. No, not the political angle, the personal one. The relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group and was so impressed with the personal attention their concierge model offers. At Principal Medical Group, patients' priorities come first, whether it's setting convenient same-day appointments or offering direct 24/7 access to Dr. Jones. You will feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group will offer the timely quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. Healthcare is changing, but the principles of good health shouldn't. Learn more at principalmedicalgroup.com.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this. Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
Coming up, do you have a hugger in your workplace? Do you want him to just stop? Or are you the hugger? And do you realize people want you to stop? We'll talk about the etiquette of hugging on the job next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Authorities investigating the bombs in New York and New Jersey say they are putting together a picture of what may have driven 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami to act.
A note found on the unexploded pressure cooker bomb on 27th Street in Manhattan contained handwritten ramblings that made references to past terrorists, and that includes the Boston bombers. Now, that bomb, as well as one on 23rd Street, which did explode and injured 29 people, bears similarities to the ones that were used by in the Boston Marathon bombing.
Correspondent Evan Perez. Donald Trump is using the New York, New Jersey bombings to make the point that President Obama is too soft on terror suspects.
He will be given a fully modern and updated hospital room. And he'll probably even have room service, knowing the way our country is.
Trump then described a legal scenario where Rahami can drag out the process for years. He also told Westwood One's Savage Nation police need to heighten their suspicions when dealing with Muslims.
We have to start profiling. We're looking at people and everybody's supposed to be treated equally. Well, it doesn't work that way. It's radical Islamic terrorism.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
The woman who has run the Fairfax County school system for the last 3 years is stepping down. Dr. Karen Garza is resigning, effective in December, to take over the leadership of an Ohio-based nonprofit education organization. A new poll ahead of next year's race for governor of Virginia finds Ed Gillespie is the early favorite to win the GOP nomination. He is several points ahead of his three competitors, but the University of Mary Washington poll also found that this far out, 40% of Virginia voters have no preference among the Republican candidates. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,120, the NASDAQ at 52,35. Sports, the Eagles top Chicago on Monday Night Football. Baseball, the Nats drop their third straight. The Orioles lose to the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you see those three sevens in a row, it's the sign you've hit the jackpot. And that's exactly how you'll feel when you use the 777 service from Snell Heating and Air. Hi, this is Dave Snell from my stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air. And what does 777 mean at Snell? Well, it means our stand-up guys are standing by 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. That's right, even Sundays, at no extra charge. In fact, we encourage people to schedule those appointments on Saturdays and Sundays. Hey, look, we know how busy you are, and that's why I've built the company to be flexible in accommodating your schedule. The stand-up guys from Snell are standing by 777, and we'll go you even one better. We guarantee that the repairs on your equipment are fixed right or the repairs are free. And with a guarantee like that, plus 777, it's a win-win-win. So if you've got a cooling emergency, call 450-6300 for the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air, where you just hit the jackpot.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. Just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway in New Carrollton. Still seeing a little bit of volume here as you pass 50 toward 450. That's where we had a couple cars on the shoulders with flat tires. So crews were checking for debris in that stretch. On Route 4 between Woodyard and Dower House Road, just the volume. Route 5, though, heading toward the Beltway. Looks like we have a crash. Northbound on Route 5 as you head through Camp Springs just before the Beltway. Accident activity. DC 295 North near the Naval Research Lab. Quickly, that incident out of the travel lanes. Now for 395, we're going to Virginia now, leaving the Beltway through Landmark, slowing Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Get ready because the volume's with us. Visibility not great in some points coming in from the west in Manassas. Very slow through Centerville on 270. Lanes reported open out of Frederick now down toward the exit for 109. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front to the east should keep moisture to our east today. Chesapeake Bay points east out toward the coast. That's where most of the rain will stay. Cloudy here. West and north also stay cloudy. Low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Low 70s. Clouds go away to sunshine tomorrow with a high near 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Woodbridge, 66 in Bowie, 71 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 637. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. At 705, we're going to check in with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, military intelligence veteran, get his take on the war on terror and what happened in Manhattan over the weekend. 805 brings us Ambassador John Bolton. We'll take up that same issue as well as the UN meetings over Syria and the migrant crisis. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Are you a hugger? I mean, many people really love, you know, that embrace, that warm embrace of a friend or a family member you haven't seen in some time. But what do you do in the workplace? Is hugging in the workplace something that you find acceptable? You know, is hugging in the workplace okay or not okay? I want you to weigh in this morning, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Are you okay with that? Do you think it's appropriate? Or do you think it's like wildly inappropriate and you never want to do it? Or do you find that, well, I'm a sometimes hugger. Sometimes it feels right to do it and sometimes it doesn't. And how do you know when it's right and when it's not? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I mean, there are those people, you know, I mean, I'm a hugger. I'm from the South. I mean, in the South, we're very big huggers, South and Southwest.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, Texans, we hug anybody. Yeah, we're big huggers. And when I came to Washington, D.C., it seemed very normal. You know, if somebody that, you know, you have a meeting with somebody, you know, and just sort of a little embraces you leave, it's really... In many ways, it's frowned upon in many places here in the District of Columbia, and I had to pull back from it. I don't hug. You know, I mean, You know, Larry, we have our little morning embrace every morning when you come in. And I,
no,
and,
we don't.
And I greet you at the door and say, Larry, it's so good to see you. Come here, bring it in, Larry.
That is not
bring,
true.
Bring it in here, buddy.
It does not happen. That has never happened.
But honestly,
it will not happen.
Because you're not a hugger. But I mean, I am a hugger, and I've had to pull back from it, and I don't do it very often, especially in the workplace. You know, I mean, every once in a while, I look at Bill Hess, our program director, and I feel like that's a guy who needs a hug. You know, he really does need a hug. But I don't do it.
No, probably best.
Probably. Yeah, he can be a prickly guy.
No, that's not.
Well, he is prickly. You know, have you seen his beard? But anyway, so do you hug or do
you're hugging him way too close.
Do you hug or do you not hug in the workplace? And what is the proper etiquette here? Do you say to the, do you sometimes when that guy's coming towards you or that person in your office is the big hugger, when they start coming towards you, do you just want to send off the alarm bell?
Protected by Viper. Stand back.
Yeah, stand back.
You need your own Daryl Issa situation.
I need
there.
That. So what's the situation with you when it comes to hugging? I mean, a lot of people, apparently, U.S. News and World Report has a whole really interesting story here about, you know, when should you hug, when should you not hug? And if you don't want to be hugged, what's your trick for, you know, making sure that you don't, you let people know you don't want to be? Do you stand back? Do you help? Some people say, I walk into a situation like that with something in my hand. Because if I have in my, you know, if I'm clearly carrying a bunch of stuff, then I can't be available for the hug.
Uh-huh.
So that's the way they get around it. You know, what do you think in the workplace? Hugging good, hugging bad? To the phone lines we go. Nancy in Gainesville, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I think if you're friends with your coworker and you're comfortable with each other, you see them maybe in social gatherings outside, I don't think there's a problem with hugging your coworker if you're good friends with them, especially if you're going on extended leave or you're coming back from a vacation, you haven't seen your friend in a while, a hug is appropriate. But if you're kind of new to the office or you don't really have that rapport with your coworkers yet, that would be completely inappropriate and just downright embarrassing, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that, Nancy. I think it really depends on the workplace, too. You know, when I worked in the theater business on Broadway.
Well, there are big huggers in the theater.
A lot of big huggers going on there. And even in when I worked in the management realm of it, but not around the office, only at the theater, you know, when the actors are there and the creative types. I think in an office setting, I live by two rules. Number one, men should never initiate a hug. Which means, of course, men will not be hugging. And secondly, if there is a hug, it should only be initiated by the woman. And then you'll go ahead and hug. Here's the thing. If you're about to get hugged by someone and you can see him coming in for the hug, Brian, you're a hugger, right?
I am.
And you go in for the hug. What have you ever thought for a moment that the person you're about to hug doesn't want to be hugged?
Well, then it becomes...
Then what are they supposed to do?
Well, I'll tell you what happens in those situations where you misjudge. And occasionally this happens. You think this is an appropriate hug situation, right? So you go in for the hug and you get about halfway in, you realize, oh, they're tensing up.
Right.
You know what you do? Then you just go for the East Coast cheek thing.
Oh, God, no. That's worse.
No, it's not.
Don't press your cheek against my cheek. Not you personally. Yeah. Anyone. I don't want your cheek on my cheek.
You don't think that's right? Well, it's worse not with a guy, of course.
But I really don't need that in my life. When did you get the slap on the wrist? When were you told? Did someone pull you aside?
No, really. I just sensed it. I got the sense that this is... In the East, it's very different than it is.
So it was when you started working here.
When I worked on the East Coast, I sort of had to come to the realization that it wasn't something that is done in the same way that it was back in my home state of Texas. Well, to the phone lines, we want to go. Tell us what you think. Workplace hugging, is it good? Is it bad? Is it should be verboten? Is it off limits? And what do you do when that guy or that woman comes in for the hug and you really just don't want to be hugged? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
It's 6:43 on WMAL.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in a store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull and Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to bullandbranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at bullandbranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
All right, let's talk about home security for a moment. With Ackerman Security Systems, you can get your family and your stuff all protected with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price of only $19.95 a month. Are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month? Why are you doing that? You can make the switch to Ackerman today and start saving immediately. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. They make it very easy to make the switch. You can even leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman for only $19.95 a month. Ackerman Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. So listen to this. Here's the deal. Now, this is a good deal right now. Make the switch to Ackerman. Mention WMAL. You'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. You won't pay a penny for 90 days. Plus, as an extra special offer for September new customers, receive 50% off the Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll be able to see who's at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around we go. Capitol Beltway, Maryland, 95 to George Avenue. We see that every morning. But just be alert here. In the backups, I have a report of a crash near University Boulevard on the outer loop stretch of the Capitol Beltway. 270 accident quickly moved out of the travel lanes southbound between 85 and Route 80 Urbana. However, delays remain with us and takes you into Clarksburg. And now that volume into Germantown and Gaithersburg. Route 7 looks okay as you're heading eastbound, approaching the Georgetown Pike. That's the stretch where I had a report of a crash. I'm just seeing a little bit of volume start to form there. 66, the visibility is still not the greatest here as you try to get out of Gainesville into Manassas, and very slow continuing in through to Centerville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain should stay out over Chesapeake Bay, so if you are traveling east-southeast, that's where you're going to hit some rainfall. Generally cloudy otherwise here in the district and points west and north. Temperatures in the low 80s with a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stitching, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 degrees in your nation's capital, 646.
We're just the kings of giving our hugs. And if you want to settle down.
All right, so when do you hug? When do you not hug? This is a problem in the workplace. I mean, if you see your long, you know, lost aunt and you haven't seen her in a while, of course you greet her with an aunt. You go with a big hug. Come here. Ah, it's good to see you. You see that old friend? Like, I had dinner last night with a dear old friend out in Tyson's last night. It was great to see her. Gave her a big hug, and it was, you know, it was so warm. And but what do you do in the workplace? When is it appropriate? When is it not? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Tony in Stafford, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, Brian and Larry.
Good morning.
Well, one thing, Brian, I can confirm that you are a hugger. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, while you were getting ready for the golf tournament, I met you, and I was in uniform. And you know, I'm a fan of the show, and of course, you did hug.
Yeah, I don't. Was it sort of like the man hug, you know, sort of shoulder to shoulder thing, or did I just put my arm around you?
Yeah, it was very, you know, man like hug, I guess.
Tony,
you know,
was he hugging you because you promised not to throw him in the brig for smuggling a drone onto the post?
Oh no, it was like, I'm a great fan of the show, as soon as I heard Brian's voice, I suddenly knew who he was. And I was like, oh, my God, yeah, the golf tournament today.
Well, Tony, we appreciate that very much.
All right, Tony, thank you for that. Greatly appreciate the call. See there?
Who initiated the hug?
I guess it may have been me. I don't know.
Really? You went up to a man in uniform with open arms and said, bring it in here, Tony. Want to give me a little Brian love.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of people who want that.
Man.
How about Alan in Fredericksburg? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Morning.
What do you think, Alan?
The only time a hug in the workplace is appropriate is on your last day.
Yeah, when you're walking out the door, huh?
That's right.
Wait, do you like stored up all these hugs? I've been wanting to hug you for years.
That just shows favoritism. Yeah, in the typical workplace, you know, it's just not appropriate.
So I agree. In typical workplace, it's just I don't understand where there's a place for hugs. It's just Alan. Have you ever been on the receiving end of a hug that you didn't want?
I'm sure I have. Yeah, I've experienced hugs in the workplace, but it's just not really appropriate.
Yeah. I mean, you know what they say: if you don't want the hug, you know, when the person starts to come in, you stick out your hand.
You knee them.
Yeah.
You knee them. Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. A little jujitsu. Yeah.
Remind me never to try to move to have that friendly embrace with Alan of Fredericksburg. My goodness, Norman and Bowie. Good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think?
Good morning, Brian. And Larry. Well, like you, Brian, I come from a very huggy family, and I used to work for 31 years with a local telephone company, and we did a lot of hugging in the office, and I have to say we were very close like that, but I really want to know is, being from Texas, is the hug really a way of patting down the other person for weapons?
Well, you know, you can find out if they're packing heat or not.
Yeah, that's why the Corleone family is hugging all the time.
And my family, they're all packing heat. I can tell you that for sure. It's now 6:50 on WML.
You love the beach so much you bought a timeshare in Mexico. You figure you've spent over $30,000 between the mortgage at 14% and the annual maintenance fees. Here's the really painful part. You've only used it twice. That's $15,000 per vacation. If the math on your timeshare isn't penciling out, if your lifestyle has changed and you're no longer able to use it or want to use it, get out of it. Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the business. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team negotiates with the resort to take your contract back. You're out, safely, legitimately, and forever. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and read the reviews, then schedule your free consultation. Your personal consultant will sit down with you, review your contract, and show you your options. Don't pay another maintenance fee when you can get out now. Timeshare Exit Team with the 100% guarantee. They will get you out or give you every penny back. Period. Timeshare Exit Team.
All right, guys, great news. Chamonix is giving you one last chance to get your free month of Genucel with your order today. That's right. This is the last time to try Genucel absolutely risk-free. You've heard me rave for a couple of years now about Genucel. It's the most effective therapy for the bags under your eyes and the puffiness around your eyes. It's got that plant stem cell stuff in it. It's a gel. You just put it on in the morning and at night, and the bags go away. You look great. And with its immediate effects, you'll see results in 12 hours guaranteed, or your money back. But time is running out. Seriously, if you call now, you'll be able to get Genucel with your free month supply. You'll also get this brand new product that Chamonix is coming out with, fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder. It's not even officially launched yet, but you're going to be the first on your block to get it. And this is the future, my friends. This Esotique XV stuff, it's going to attack the puffiness on your face, but also get rid of all the wrinkles. You're going to love it. It's going to blow your mind, and it's free with your order of Genucel. Call them, 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Once Genucel is gone, it's gone. Call now. Shipping's free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
At Cascades Dental, every new smile begins with a story.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists. Terrified of all dentists, any kind of dental work. I was afraid of the pain. I was afraid of the shame. And always very shy and not willing to smile. Not a lot of closed mouth smiles, you know, in photos. I asked a lot of my peers and I looked for the best smiles I could see. And what was interesting about it was that every single one of them said Cascades Dental. Well, that's exactly how I found Dr. Rebrelia. I've never met a dentist that has taken the time out to get to know me as a person, to understand my needs, my fears, my concerns. It's incredibly professional, but so relaxed. It's like walking into a family. I love them all. I mean, I walked out of the office with an incredible smile. I had never had that. And I actually feel younger and I feel like I look younger than I ever have before.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascades Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It's 6:53. That means it's time to check in on your money with the CNBC Business Report. Here's Courtney Reagan. Hey, Courtney.
Hi, good morning.
This morning, stocks will not go very far until we get the Fed's rate decision tomorrow afternoon. General Motors has reached a tentative deal with its union workers in Canada. Under the agreement, 4,000 employees will get raises, a lump sum payment, and more work that GM has been doing in Mexico. FedEx is raising rates on its express, ground, and air freight by 5%, but not until January 2nd. Kellogg is recalling 10,000 cases of its Eggo Nutri-Grain whole wheat waffles in 25 states because they may be contaminated with Listeria. And Wells Fargo CEO will be on Capitol Hill, where he will be grilled on the bank's sales practices. John Stumpf is expected to apologize for the scandal in which employees created millions of accounts without customers' permission. The practice went on for 5 years. 5,300 workers were fired, including their boss, who got a $125 million severance package. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It is 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in the hot seat right now, Larry, is 395 in Shirlington. So if you're leaving the Beltway, yes, you're in those volume delays through Landmark, but now up ahead. And watch in your rearview mirrors because I'm seeing still rescue units arriving here and a tow truck trying to get to the scene of this crash, 395 northbound after Glebe Road. And it looks like they're allowing two left lanes and the right shoulder to get by this crash. Now, let's take you in from the west on 66 through Manassas out of Gainesville into Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. It's been very busy as far as the volume. On the Maryland top side of the Beltway, better news. We had a crash in the backups near University Boulevard quickly over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain gets close today. A few showers east and south, and those showers should stay out of the district. West and north, less of a chance of rainfall. It's still generally cloudy with that rain threat east and south. 82. Tonight, cloudy, 72. Wednesday, clouds give way to some partial clearing, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees at 6:57.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The Ithaca, New York Police Department has sworn in a new recruit. This one is even braver than all the rest. 9-year-old Colin Hayward Toland just had an official swearing-in ceremony in front of 300 people, 150 police officers to boot. Colin's entire fourth grade class watched him get the badge. Colin was 2 years old when he first was diagnosed with brain cancer. In his short life, he's had three brain surgeries. Colin's brain cancer is now terminal. He's been in and out of hospice for the past 8 months. After witnessing protests and violence against police in recent months, Colin decided that he wanted to join them. He told his parents that as a police officer, he'd love everyone. His mom says that Colin wants to help people. He wants to reach out and make people feel okay, she said. Sounds like Colin will fit right in with his fellow officers wearing the uniform. Now here's hoping for miracles for Colin. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL,
we're going to be talking about Willie and the governor of Virginia and something that was on the table that perhaps shouldn't have been. It's all going to be talked about in the next hour.
Also, is it time to close down the Department of Homeland Security? Is that the best idea? Because it's not running efficiently.